And once again, appreciate their support of local radio. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock, my pleasure to welcome back into the studio. Scheduled to join us on Thursdays following school board meetings, one held last night, Superintendent of Schools, Mrs. Carrie LaViolette. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning. Good morning. I was just telling you how blessed we feel to be here with all the modern conveniences of electricity and water. And, you know, sometimes you take things for granted until you don't have them. So we really feel for our people in the East.
Yeah, today. No doubt. Our sister station in La Rose, those folks, they can't deliver us payroll. So we got to go get it.
And
that's the thing. You know, it's you put that into perspective. We're just hoping to get payroll. They're trying to survive, you know. And
don't realize all the things that different organizations do to actually prepare for a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And payroll is definitely one of them, because this is the second year in a row that a hurricane is coming when it's time for payroll. But our payroll department is very advanced and proactive, and they had already programmed it to be set to go out through direct deposit whether we had a storm here or not. So, you know, all those things people take for granted, but I guess you're not today.
No, not at all. Not at all. I you've got a few people on the payroll, too. Still the largest employer in the parish?
We still are, yes. Yeah. We have about a little over 1,600 employees in the Iberia Parish School System. So, yes, those are a lot of people who need to get paid.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, so we did have a board meeting last night, and at the previous board meeting, there was a coalition of parents who were against having their children wear masks, and we didn't have an agenda item. So this meeting, it was placed on the agenda, which allowed some parents to come and express their opinions about masks. But we also had some people. We had someone from the Bus Operators Association. We had some principals. We had some other teachers who came in support of masks in schools. You know, we're not scientists and we're not medical professionals, but we do realize that layering the amount of protection for our students and our employees is definitely the way to go, especially when it's a governor's mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday he actually extended the mask mandate until September 29th.
Gotcha. And did you have a chance to see a letter to the editor in yesterday's paper, a sixth grader?
Did I ever see it? I had goosebumps. I was so pleased. It was so well written with research and everything. I made a copy of it. I went to the school, and I surprised her. She didn't realize at the time that it was already printed or that they had even printed it in the newspaper. She had a smile from ear to ear, and the other students in the class were asking her, oh, they actually published your writing in the newspaper? Well, she was sort of a celebrity yesterday.
Nice.
And she was so excited. Her teacher even emailed me later and said that how excited she was to have a visit from me and to see that her writing was recognized in the newspaper.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I saw one parent suggesting that masks inhibit an education. I thought, no, being dead really inhibits an education. Not locally. It was a story from Florida.
Believe that layering the things, vaccinations, masks, hand washing, socially distancing, maybe one thing in itself doesn't totally work, Jeff, but all of those things together are making a difference.
Gotcha. I know it wasn't an actionable item last night. I know vote needed to be taken on it, wanted to make a motion to do so, but the bottom line is it's the governor's mask mandate and it's staying in place.
It's staying in place, and as long as the governor has it as a mandate, we will be following it in the Iberia Parish Public School System.
Very good. Some other activity last night?
They approved a COVID leave again for our employees. So 8 days of COVID leave will be given for employees who are asked to quarantine or who unfortunately become positive with COVID-19. So we'll make that retroactive through July 1st, because last year's COVID leave ended June 30th. Mm. They made it active until December 31st, at which time we'll evaluate the situation. And if needed, I'll go back to the school board again and make a recommendation to extend it further. But we all wish and pray, and that's not the case by December 31st. But we'll see.
Very good. I know school employees, certainly teachers, they're among the first to be eligible for vaccination. Did you have a chance to gauge how the percentage of teachers, employees who took advantage of that?
At first, we had about 30%, and then we may have increased to about 40%. But it seems like the ones who are against vaccinations continue to be against vaccinations. However, I did see that there has been an uptick in the number of vaccines being given in Iberia Parish recently, maybe because of the numbers are, what's advertised on the news. But we're seeing a little increase, but we're still not even at 50%.
Yeah. You know, I noticed as you got in here, I was working on obituaries, which we'll have after the 7 o'clock news. And the last couple of weeks, I've noticed a much bigger increase in the number of deaths in this area over the last few weeks.
Yeah, you hear some very, very sad stories. That's a personal choice, but we definitely encourage vaccinations to keep our kids and our employees safe.
No doubt. No doubt.
And speaking of the numbers, they really are not going down. Our positivity rate is 24.6%. It usually updates on Wednesday, but I'm thinking maybe because of the storm, they weren't able to do it. So our last rate was 24.6, which for Iberia Parish that's very high.
Yeah, considering we were down to 2%, just a few months ago.
A few months ago, we were at 2%. That was the end of May, beginning of June. So we definitely look forward to that. And it manifests itself in our schools, too, because right now we have about 98 employees who are quarantined, 59 of which are positive, and we have about 251 students who are positive in our schools. So, that's not a good thing, because as we say over and over, students really need to be in class so that we can teach them and they can learn where they learn best, and that's in the classroom.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Another thing we're trying to do to be proactive, we had scheduled 5 vaccination events at the high schools to see how that would go in partnership with Iberia Medical Center. We're very happy to have them as a partner. But then the hurricane came and we had to cancel them. So this week we were able to reschedule them all. The first one actually took place yesterday afternoon during the board meeting at Lorville High. I still don't know how it went. I'm anxious to call the principal and see how that went. But they're going to be scheduled at all 5 high schools in the afternoons from 5 to 6:30. Employees as well as students, with their parents present, of course, will be able to be eligible for the vaccination if they choose to do that. We're hoping that that goes well, but we're giving it a try. If it does work well, then we might add some vaccination events at the middle schools next.
Gotcha. Are they all Pfizer vaccines?
They're,
so 12 plus can
right,
all get them?
Right. They're all Pfizer vaccines. That's what Iberia Medical Center administers. But they have had some improvement in the temperature that they have to keep the vaccines. At one time, they had to keep it at a sub-zero of some sort. Don't quote me on any of that, but a very low temperature. And now I think they're a little more flexible in their temperature, so they're able to bring them out to the schools, which is very helpful to us.
Oh, absolutely. So, again, just students and employees, though, not the general public.
No, not the general public.
But the general public does have many other opportunities.
Oh, I get them every day, like the health unit and different places like that. You can call and just go and get that. Last night, additionally, people might remember the old Park Elementary in West End Park area on 201 Gilbert Drive. The Primetime organization, who has taken over Head Start, was using it temporarily to put buses and other means of transportation there, but they have vacated the property, so the school board approved it to be a surplus property, so we're going to have it appraised, and it will be up for sale soon if anyone's interested in acquiring that property on 201 Gilbert Drive, the old Park Elementary School.
All right.
And then the last thing, Mr. Heath Hewland, the Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum, he gave the school board a comparison of our LEAP scores. It's no secret, it's been in the newspaper, that not just in Iberia Parish, but statewide, probably nationwide, the test scores of students did decline as a result of the lockdowns and the hybrid and virtual learning last year. But Mr. Hewland did an excellent job of explaining to the school board our comparison to the state averages. So even though we did decline in every area, we're still performing at a higher rate than the state average, which is great news. But this year, we really have our work cut out for us. In fact, today I'm going to be going to one school where we're going on like a little tour, and we're with their leadership teams. We're looking at the data. We're talking to them about intervention plans and professional development that we're sponsoring from the district and also at the school sites so that we can increase student achievement. We have a lot of catching up to do, and that's what we're focused on this school year.
Excellent. I know you had a chance at least Thursday night. I think I saw you at the Jamboree. That went pretty well. Lorville did a good job hosting that.
The Jamborees went very well. The weather cooperated, fortunately for us. Now, we do have that very nice turf feel in Lorville, mm-hmm. so we're not so concerned about a little rain, but the rain did hold out, and it went very well for all the schools in Iberia Parish to participate. It was an excellent event. Now we look forward to the regular scheduled games starting this Friday.
Yeah, in fact, some games tonight, I know it's not one of yours, but Highland Baptist had to reschedule their game. They were going to play home with Christian. Obviously, we know the problems out east, but they're going to be at Gaydon tonight. We've got the Westgate game tomorrow night, Lafayette Christian, and several other games, as you mentioned. So we'll look forward to another good season.
We're always excited when football's in the air, aren't we?
No doubt.
And looking forward to maybe a little cool spell soon. but that's, we don't know where that is, but we all look
mid-September.
Forward to it. Yeah, and that concludes what I had to talk about today.
Very good. I appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Yep, look forward.